Now here is an opportunity for you to do something quite extraordinary. It is becoming an athlete of the mind. That's right, an athlete of the mind. Now, over the years, I've noticed that there is a great similarity between elite athletes and very successful people. Each of them has goals, each of them trains daily, and each of them attains great success in their life. And it was very interesting to me over the years watching how very successful people and great athletes get their success. Now, I met an individual, actually, he was a student of mine, that's how I met him, Jim Murphy, and he wrote a book called Inner Excellence. And what Jim does is Jim trains elite Olympian athletes. He's an extraordinary individual. And we've had many discussions together on the similarity between athletes and highly successful people. Now, what he said is that there's three aspects, and you're going to recognize them because they're pure mind power. Three things that elite athletes do. First of all, they control their mind. Secondly, they have daily routines. And thirdly, they have powerful beliefs. And this is exactly what very successful people do. They control their mind, they have daily routines, and they have powerful beliefs. This is what I'm teaching you in this mind power training. But now I would like to add another level. How about if we start thinking of ourselves as athletes of the mind? And why not? You are an athlete of the mind. If you train daily, and that's the key, training daily. If you follow this program, if you master these techniques, you are thinking in ways that 99% of the people do not know or practice. But you know, and you're practicing, and that makes you an athlete of the mind. And this can become part of our new self-image, so that we begin to see ourselves as an athlete of the mind. It doesn't matter how old you are, it doesn't matter whether you're 16 or whether you're 78, you can be an athlete of the mind. You can do it by practicing regularly these techniques. And as you build this into your self-image, it gives you confidence. It gives you inspiration. It makes you want to train to be your very best. Now, I shared with you last week about how I imprinted into my mind that I have unlimited power at my disposal. And if you'll remember, I shared with you that it took me somewhere between 60 and 90 days of doing it every day. And some days I felt really inspired to do it, and other days I didn't want to do it. But I committed myself to the practice, because I was an athlete of the mind. And if you want to be an athlete of the mind, you must discipline yourself. You must have the willpower and the imagination. And it's very interesting about will and imagination, because what we know and understand is that when the will and the imagination are opposed, the imagination always wins. But when the will and the imagination are joined together, extraordinary things happen. And that's what we do. That's what the athlete of the mind does, is he works with all the skills that he or she possess, and you make this training a habit. And you do it every day, because it's through repetition that you reach the subconscious.